Are there certain pieces of an IT process control implementation that may be specific to IT areas like the data center?
Yeah, so I think the data center is probably, you know, they represent the highest outage cost, highest consequence environment, you know, you can. So, I mean, if there were, a spectrum of manufacturing centers, right, the data center is the equivalent of the petroleum refineries where there's, threat of loss of life and large explosions, right? Data centers are where you have the most consequence for things going wrong and, the most need for control. What we find is that when people look at the benchmarking findings and the key differentiators between high performers and medium and low, they're the ones that say, holy cow, now that's what we need, right? Is, because outages are so expensive, right, we need to make sure that, changes don't blow up and cause outages, because 80% of all outages are caused by change. And secondly, 80% of mean time to repair is trying to figure out what changed. So, you sort of want to prevent, detect, and correct for outages well. So I think that's what a culture of change management is really all about. The tone at the top says, there's nothing more potentially devastating to our service levels and the functioning of our data center than changes. So I need all changes to be authorized. And furthermore, I'm going to, personally, investigate any episode of unauthorized change. Secondly, we have to have visibility into everything that's changing, right? Not only to find unauthorized change, but to make sure that when changes happen, that we can be aware of them as we try to restore service. What I love about data centers, right, is that there's typically a very type A personality in charge who not only loves yelling at people, but they hate being yelled at. And then usually what I find is that those are the people who are the best at setting, a very overt tone for the how the organization performs.